10 minutes past 4. This is Dave White, WKLO News for the Bank of Louisville. Open daily till 4. And Perkins Motors, make the right turn, 2105 Dixie. We'll be peeking at Hegan for a moment. All these rumors about whether or not the Kentucky Colonels franchise would or would not be sold were laid quietly to rest today. The Colonels franchise has been sold to the people rumored all along to be the buyers, Cincinnati Sports Incorporated, headed by Brian Hegan, who says that the Colonels will be playing in Louisville because the Riverfront Arena they've been hoping to build in Cincinnati fell through a few days ago. And Colonels President Mike Storen says the Colonels will be here probably for many years to come. Storen has another note for you to jot.
They have also, and most important to this community, they have indicated that they would be willing to sell a major interest, if not all the team, to Louisville people, and that they are in fact negotiating on that basis at this time.
Storen said he wasn't at liberty to say who the Louisville group was, but it's speculated it's headed by John Y. Brown, Jr. As a footnote, Colonel Dan Issel and his attorney scheduled a news conference tomorrow morning to talk about Dan's future, apparently. The Senate does some bombing next on WKLO.
When you need to, they're open daily till 4, Saturdays till noon.
They want to make themselves perfectly clear. The Senate voted today to cut off money for any further American military involvement in Indochina. That includes the bombing of Cambodia. The vote represents the strongest anti-war measure yet approved by either House of Congress. Jeb Magruder's a name dropper in a big way. Jeb Magruder testified today that deposed White House Chief of Staff Bob Haldeman apparently had full information about the planning and execution of the Watergate bugging and its cover-up. Magruder, who was President Nixon's deputy campaign director, told the Watergate Committee Haldeman also knew that he would commit perjury during the January trial of the original Watergate defendants. So far, Magruder has implicated Haldeman, former Attorney General John Mitchell, former White House counsel John Dean, and Nixon campaign fundraiser Maurice Stans as having had advanced knowledge of the bugging plan. But through it all, Magruder testifies that President Nixon probably knew nothing about the entire affair.
As far as I know, at no point during this entire period, from the time of planning of the Watergate to the time of trying to keep it from the public view, did the president have any knowledge of our errors in this matter.
County police tell us the two bandits held up the Algonquin Manor branch of the First National Bank this afternoon, used a flowered pillowcase to gather up the loot before fleeing. County Commonwealth's Attorney Ed Schroering says he's asking all judges in this county not to accept any bail bonds from the Johnson Bonding Company because the Paducah-based company is in arrears and payments on forfeited bonds. World-famous heart surgeon Michael DeBakey, his most famous Kentucky patient, Governor Wendell Ford, at his side, brought a demonstration of the most modern surgical techniques used in the fight of heart disease to a luncheon of the Kentucky Heart Association today. Means of saving lives that didn't exist just a few years ago. But the heart of DeBakey's message was that far more effective than surgery is preventing the disease in the first place. DeBakey feels sure that a cause and cure can be found if more emphasis is put on research.
If we're going to truly solve the heart disease problem, which in my mind there is no question we can solve if we make a national commitment to solve it, but we can only do it through the road to research. Thank you so much.
This next one's a gas story. You may recall that last week the Louisville Automobile Club initiated a program whereby every week along about Thursday they hook up service stations around the area to see how many will be closed or rationing gas for the coming weekend. According to C.P. Galenzi of the local AAA, it looks pretty good this weekend.
According to the Louisville Automobile Club survey, 76% of the service stations along the state's major highways will be operating under normal conditions. 23% will be working shorter hours and or closing Sundays, and only 7% will be limiting customers to 10 gallons.
A man alleged to have spent his lifetime in the underworld is facing his first sentence behind bars. Meyer Lansky was handed a jail term of a year and a day in a Miami court today for refusing to appear before a federal grand jury. WKLO News Time 416.
So get yourself into Ayers Jr. World for the latest news.
Changes for your changing feelings.
Sports pre-tournament favorite Jack Nicklaus has carded an even par 71 to tie with Gene Littler in the first round of the U.S. Open. Ray Floyd still holds the early first round lead with a one under par 70. The University of Louisville now not only has an opening for a new athletic director, but it's also looking for a baseball coach. 34-year-old Dale Orem has resigned to join a real estate firm in his native Jeffersonville, Indiana. U.K. football coach Frank Kirchie has awarded a scholarship to sophomore end John McGrath of Louisville. McGrath is the first walk-on to earn a grant in aid from U.K. under new coach Kirchie. The entry of swap and miss and catalytic action is rated the odds-on choice in the early betting line on tonight's featured eighth race in Miles Park. Kentucky Ann is talking about the second Vietnam peace agreement. Will it end the fighting?
I don't think it'll stop. I think it'll just continue to go on, and the United States will be phased out of it. But I don't look for it to stop.
Charlie Napley, Cincinnati, Ohio.
Kentuckiana weather, just ahead, much more music with Bill Taylor. Look for warm and cloudy with showers through Saturday. High today, 86. Low tonight, 68. High tomorrow, 86. In Lexington, it's 79. Bowling Green, 88. And in Louisville, it's 80 degrees. For the Bank of Louisville, open daily till 4. And Perkins Motors, make the right turn, 2105 Dixie. This is Dave White. WKLO.